Hello everyone, we have got today with us Mark Connaughton, the founder of Class Kicks, a person who has been passionately following football, and that is very close to my heart as well. That's how I started reading about Mark and his new venture, the Class Kicks. He's here to talk us about how we founded Class and why the name Class and a lot about that. Very exciting times ahead for Mark and the company. Let's hear from Mark. He's also one of the award winners in the recent National Startup Awards in Ireland. So welcome, Mark. Let's hear from you.
Thanks very much. Delighted to be here, Vijay. So obviously, I'm Mark Connaughton. I'm the owner of Class Kicks, and we help children become more confident in football and in life. That's basically what we do. And we do this through our colour-coded football boots called Class Kicks. So how the idea came about was in 2019, I was coaching in America and I was directing a camp in California. And I was coaching the 12-year-olds that week and I was trying to explain a skill which was involved using the top of the inside of your foot. It was called the Cruyff turn. And the kid himself, he was 12, he was really struggling to identify the different parts of the feet to use in football. And so I, as a coach, I do silent demonstration followed by a verbal demonstration. And then I let the kid do the skill himself. But he just couldn't grasp the concept. So I was thinking, there's got to be something here that can make it easier for the child to learn the different parts of the feet. So there was 100 kids on that camp and I brought them over one by one and asked them, can they name the inside, the outside, the sole and the laces? And only 9 out of 100 could do so. So I was thinking, I'm onto something here. There's got to be an easier way. So I was staying on a farm in California that week and I went home and I started drawing pictures of football boots and trying to get the different sections correct. There's 2 different parts of the inside of the foot that nobody really talks about. One is to pass and then one is to shoot if you were trying to shoot for accuracy, for anybody that's not familiar with football. So I started drawing boots, colouring in the different sections, putting red on the toes because you're not supposed to kick with the toe in football. And then being kind of naive in 2019, I thought, oh, this is a great idea. I need to try and protect this idea straight away. And I was on to the patent office in America. And fortunately, I came back to Ireland and I got accepted into the New Frontiers program, which helped me develop my business model and my target market. And luckily enough, I got into phase 2 of New Frontiers. So I think 12 got selected out of maybe 70 or 80 applicants. So I was delighted there because we got funding for the project as well. And it helped me kick off. But so our main objective was to find a color-coded football boot. And after drawing many pictures badly, I decided to hire a designer. And she's her name is Lorna Burke, and she's based in County Roscommon. So she designed 8 different pairs of football boots for us. And instead of me choosing my favorite, I decided to show the children at a summer camp we were doing in Westmead the different designs and let them choose their favorite. So there was about 100 kids on that camp. My favorite actually came 4th out of the 8. And the winner was the design we have now with the dots. So we tested it out. And that was something that I learned on the New Frontiers program, testing. Are they comfortable? Do the kids like them? And we continued the venture from there. But it took us 8 different manufacturers or suppliers. I got it wrong 7 times before I finally got it right the 8th time. So as they say, 8 time lucky. And I suppose over the lockdown, it gave me a time to kind of slow down and get everything right. And eventually in May 2022, we finally launched the Class Kicks football boots. So again, it's all about trying to make the kids more confident, having that positive start to football. And I just think if you have a positive start and you can learn and perceive yourself to be really good at something, you're more likely to stick at it, be more healthy, have more fun, and make more friends. And that's so important as well, the friends part. I suppose I'm 30 years old now, and I think most of my friends would be into football. So you just make lifelong friends from when you're younger. And I think that's so important, just having a good experience. I suppose not being negative, but if you had a bad experience with sport at the start, it could turn you off sport altogether, and you could end up living a more sedentary lifestyle and not want to play sport. So I just think that them early ages between 4 and 10, when you're starting off football, that's what we're trying to achieve.
Amazing, Mark. Amazing the way in which you have taken a very small concept and understood the pain point and took it as an opportunity to come out with a product. And before we talk about the product in detail a little bit more, tell us about who is Mark. And because I have spoken to you before, and I understand that you were associated with the Irish football ecosystem, and you were close to representing, or rather represented the country also. So take us through your younger days and why you are so close to football.
Yeah, I suppose it all started for me when I was about 4 or 5. I used to meet up with my dad every Sunday, and we'd bring a football with us everywhere we went. And my dad, his name is Class, and that's where the Class Kicks comes from. So I suppose I created a bond with my dad through football, and I'm hoping that this can do the same with parent and child all around Ireland and even the world. But I started off, obviously age 4, I was playing my dad out in the garden. He didn't really know how to teach me correctly, which is interesting. He wasn't big into football until I was big into football, but he knew the importance of playing activities and being outside in fresh air. So then after that, I moved on and I joined my first football team. I think I was about 6 or 7, and I was living in Dublin at the time. And I joined because my best friend at the time, he joined football as well. So we both went. We had an absolutely great time. And then we were just hooked on football for the rest of our lives. And he'd still be one of my good friends, and I'd be talking to his family a lot as well. So then we moved on. We used to do the mini leagues every summer, and because we started so young, we kind of had an advantage on the other kids, and we just kind of picked up football really easy. And we used to be coming home with a medal and trophy every summer at the mini leagues, and once you get that first medal or trophy, you just feel amazing inside. And I suppose Class Kicks is not about winning or losing, it's about being more confident, I suppose. True sport. That's why I feel like I can set up my own company and Class Kicks. But then we moved on playing football all throughout the years. Then eventually represented Dublin in all different tournaments, Czech Republic, Hungary. Great experience. And we did quite well over there as well. Then I joined Shelburne when I was 16. And that was a proper professional setup. My mom was actually a big part in this as well, because she always used to bring me up to Dublin when we were living in Westmead. So she'd bring me up 3 times a week. And I always say that the parents are so important. If the parent wants the kid to do well, showing that support and bringing them up to the football is so important. So we played with Shelburne for a while. I was trying to break into the first team a few years later. Didn't quite work out at Shelburne, but then joined Longford Town under 19s. And I made one first team appearance for Longford Town. Keith Gillespie was playing, who used to play for Sheffield United and Man United at the time. So that was a great experience again. And then moving on, I got a chance to represent Ireland for the colleges squad in 2015-2016. And we played against France, Scotland and Wales. And then just having that professional setup was absolutely amazing. And I just kept me motivated, and then I suppose made me feel more confident. I was the captain of my college team up in IT Sligo as well, where I studied business and sport, and that kind of gave me a hunger for business as well. But again, I suppose anytime I'd meet someone in the town, they'd always kind of talk to me about football, and that made me feel confident. So again, I'm just trying to kind of give back to the kids, kind of how I felt through football, and hopefully they can have that experience as well. But again, it's not about being a footballer or going on and living that football life. The confidence that you can take from sport and then bring it into whatever you want to be, in whether you want to be a doctor or a vet or whatever you want to be in your life, use the confidence that you learn from sport. And then for the last few years, I've been coaching for the last 10, 12 years in America. I was in California, the East Coast of America, and New York. Just great experience as well. And I'd always tell people, do travel, because it opens your mind to so many things. And you learn so many things about different cultures. And even football is different over there as well. I have to call it soccer. And pinnies is a word for bibs. And cleats is the word for football boots. So originally, Class Kicks was going to be called My First Cleat. So that's how it's come since then. So I was coaching over there, directing camps, coaching in Ireland. And basically just living the football life.
Super, Mark. From the age of 4, you have been very closely associated with football. And I think that is one of the reasons why you could understand the pain points and see how you can come and support and help people from there. You used a couple of key things when you spoke about. One is the confidence that the kids develop at a young age when they are associated with any kind of sports, leave apart football, any sport for that matter, that gives a confidence in terms of when you go out, let it be the young age or even when you are grown up and you still continue playing at some sort of amateur or some friendly games. When you go and play games, you get that confidence of going out and showcasing yourself irrespective of the conditions. So definitely that's a key point. And you also spoke about parenting in terms of how parents take that go that extra mile in terms of helping their kids follow their passion. So coming back to Class Kicks, Mark, can you tell us in terms of what is this product all about? Because you spoke about color coding. How are the color coding done? How it becomes easier for the kids to understand that and improve their way in which they play football.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big problems that we're trying to tackle is misunderstanding of instruction. So as a coach, we'd say use the inside, use the outside, use the sole, use the laces. And if you're a kid starting up football and you've never heard of inside, outside, what's the inside, what's the outside? It can be quite confusing. But one of the things that kids learn from a very young age is colours, even in play school, red, blue, green. So now we have different panels on the boots. So for example, we'd pass with the inside, which is green. We'd shoot with blue, which is the top of the inside, which is also very hard to explain to a young child. Can you use the top of the inside? And then you have to go down and touch the different part of your foot that you want them to use. But now they just have to look down and it makes it so much simpler. And then one thing that people may not know if they're not into football is that you're not supposed to kick with the toe, because it's a bad habit and it can cause injury if you kick with the toe too hard. So that's now red. So we have kind of like traffic light system. Red means stop, green means go. And then there's other colors in different areas. One thing that people, if you don't follow football too closely, there's actually 8 different parts of the foot you can use to do different skills. So if we can break them down and highlight exactly what part, then we're more likely to be able to learn. Another thing that we do is we do primary skill programs as well. So yesterday we were in Carlow and we had between 15 and 20 kids in one per class. And I seen 2 kids in particular that were just flying with the colors. So we were teaching them how to dribble. When we're dribbling, that just means running with the ball, using blue and yellow. and the kids were doing absolutely perfect. And I asked them, the boy and the girl, "You must have played football before, did you?" And they said, "No, this is my first time." But they nailed it from the start because they had the colours on their boots, and it just makes it so much more simple. But a little bit about our primary school program. So we do 6-week programs in primary schools for classes between junior infants and second class. And then we also do third to sixth without the boots as well. So throughout them 6 weeks, we learn. I'm a very high energy coach. I like to make it as fun as possible, celebrating everyone's little wins. And we do a thing called Big Pink Fluffy Stars, and the kids absolutely love it. But one thing that we really do, now there's the kicking aspect and the boots, but one thing that's really important is having fun, confidence. So yesterday we had a little kid in junior infants, and we give out points all the time. So the kids love points. "Oh yes, got 100 points, got 200 points. We had a little kid yesterday, and he came out and was like, "Does anyone want to sing a song?" And this kid put up his hand and he came out and he sang a song in front of the whole group, and we gave him like 1,500 points. But it's not just about football in our primary school program. It's about, if you talk in front of a group, then you can use that skill when you, in later in life, if you have to do a presentation in college, or if you're speaking at a meeting, or that kid now, he would have went home feeling absolutely amazing. And now everybody in his class knows he's an amazing singer as well as a great football player as well. I just think it's just such a good program. I think this is the way that you should start playing football. And hopefully we can spread our brand around Ireland and around the world. And this is the first boot that you wear when you're playing football. Perfect for kind of in your first 3 years of playing. And then sometimes we have kids that have already played football, and then we give them extra challenges as well. Can you use your weaker foot? Can you? And we try to make everybody feel special, go home, high energy, just feeling great about themselves and looking forward to next week.
Wonderful, Mark. So in case any of the schools in Ireland or somewhere else, they want to reach out to Class Kicks to understand about your the camp or the program that you do, how can they do that, and what is the tentative cost that is involved in that, if you can mention that as well?
Yeah, so they can reach us on our social media channels, classkicks_footballboots, or Class Kicks on Facebook. They can also reach us at info@classkicks.com. I'll put all of these in the notes as well. And then the cost is kind of dependent on how many kids there are. So sometimes we have a small school with 40 kids, and then we had a quote yesterday for 186 kids. So it depends on how many kids are in, but it's roughly between 20 and 30 euro per school at the moment, while we spread the message and get it out there as well. We also have some very exciting news to share with a League of Ireland team soon. I won't tell you exactly right now until it's confirmed, but we hope to see the League of Ireland teams and the clubs using them for their underage academies as well.
Amazing. See, brands or the startups like this would pick up a very, very, when you look at this, if somebody comes and sees your product, because I've seen that product, they will think that probably nothing great. It's a simple color coding, it's been done on the shoes, but the impact that it creates on the kids, not even the kids, even the people who have actually learned football and still getting into the elite leagues and things like that, even for them, I think this makes a huge difference. It's a very small thing, but on a long run, when you understand this and when you start using the, as you mentioned, the 8 different ways, the parts of the leg with which you can kick the ball, so that creates a huge difference. And it's amazing to see someone like Class Kicks coming and taking it as a niche segment in the market and doing an amazing thing. Mark, in terms of you said that you started in May 2022, now it's almost gonna be a year, so now 10 to 11 months. How many boots have you sold, and How are things looking for you now?
Yeah, I'd say that in Ireland, there's going to be about 600 kids wearing class kicks at the moment since May. And we're hoping to push that out. We're hoping our goal for this year is, I'm going to say it out loud as well. So we want to try and get into 50 schools this year. And we're in January and we're close to 10. So we're on track so far. And we also sell our boots in shops at the moment. So 15 shops around Ireland, Mullingar, Dublin, Meath, Loud. So we're slowly building there as well. And then just one thing that I thought was important as well. The boots also come with a QR code that brings you to our YouTube channel. And on that YouTube channel, you can see basic skills, and we're going to start adding more complicated skills as well. So they can use the boots and learn the skills through colors. I think that's really important, something I forgot to say.
Awesome. And what is the price point at which you are selling the boots?
Yeah, they're $39.99 in the shops at the moment and on our website.
Great. Mark, what are the plans for the future in terms of, you said that you want to reach out to 50 schools and you want to, ideally, I think you would like to sell as many shoes as boots as possible. So do you have a number in mind in terms of the number of boots that you're going to sell in 2023?
We're trying to get as many as we can, but we'd hope to hit at least 5,000 by the end of the year. And the support of all the Irish shops is very important, and the skills and passing on the message is really important at this stage. But plans for the future as well, we hope to have, we're trying to create a brand for kids as well, similar to your cool camps. When you do a cool camp, you get a jacket, a t-shirt. We want to create something like that as well, with our boots included, maybe a t-shirt, a jacket, a hat. And it would just be nice to one day see someone walking down the street with a class kicks top, or even if I go to a session that I'm not normally at and see someone wearing the class kicks boots, that's hopefully we can all learn the same way.
Interesting. From where do you manage your manufacturing for the boots?
Yeah, they're manufactured in Asia, and as I said before, they were designed in County Roscommon, so we have the mix there.
Awesome. Mark, can you take us through the support that you got from the startup ecosystem in terms of the New Frontier program, and also you were the bronze medal winner for the National Startup Awards in November 2022. So how excited you were for that particular event, and what was the overall mood in the camp for you?
Yeah, I was absolutely delighted. So for the National Startup Awards, we got shortlisted in the regional Startup Awards, which was the rest of Leinster. I think Dublin's in a separate category, and then the rest of Leinster. So we've seen our name there in the top 8 of that category, and I was absolutely delighted to be in the top 8 there in the regional. And then I got an email the next day, and it said, congratulations, you've been selected in the National Startup Awards. So I was over the moon. I remember I was in the car delivering boots at the time, and I was kind of like, I like to celebrate all my wins, so I do a little fist pump, or as you would when you score a goal. So then we went up, and obviously that's where I met yourself as well, at the Startup Awards. And I was feeling quite nervous sitting there, but I wasn't expecting anything. And to see our name coming up on the screen, and all, a few of my friends being there, my football friends, just absolutely over the moon just to get that recognition, in especially in the first year, and meeting all different business owners at it. It was absolutely fantastic. And I suppose back to the sports from the Leo Local Enterprise Office, Enterprise Ireland, just really supporting us the whole way. New Frontiers, with our funding, you get 15,000 there in 6 installments. And I just trying to think of what how I would have made this a reality without the supports of the local enterprise office. And we also received a prime in grants that, again, helped us further get our website and our branding done. That's something that we really took like 3 or 4 months with a guy called Finan. He's absolutely amazing, understands football, understands the kids, and he was able to send out a message that's getting through to the kids, which is fantastic. And I suppose I'm in a group as well called the BNI, which we work together as a team, 40 of us, try and help each other out. And just the supports that I'm getting there is absolutely amazing. And I suppose we raised investment just before Christmas. So we have an investor on board now, and we have the brains behind the operation, and I do the coaching. And yeah, just great that I'm not on my own anymore. And as like teamwork makes the dream work, I heard a kid say yesterday. So again, we're slowly building our team, and it's exciting times ahead for Class Kicks.
Awesome. I like that tagline. The teamwork makes the dream work. And something that started in terms of when you were four. So have you shared with your dad that what was started as just a time pass, or in terms of you pestering him to get a ball when you were 4 years old, now it has actually grown up as a company, and you're now helping kids across Ireland as well as soon kids across the globe to actually learn and specialize their skills in football?
Yeah, I met him the other day. He's very proud to be the name of the company, and he's not very technical, but he tries to get on the laptop and see what's going on. We do a lot of stuff on social media, kind of give away Man United tickets and whatnot. So he's trying his best to keep up with it, but he is very proud. And we went to a football match there last year, or just before Christmas, I think it was. And here's a great experience. He's quite quiet and reserved, so to be at a football match was a bit out of his comfort zone, but he said he very, very much enjoyed it. But you can just see that bond from when I was four, and now I'm 30, and we're still going to football games together. So I don't know, it makes the relationship between yourself and your parents a lot stronger when you have sport. But again, it's so important for the parents to support the kids, and I suppose Class Kicks is one step to supporting their goals.
Awesome, Mark. So I hope Class Kicks grows significantly. And now you mentioned about the tie-up that you will soon have with one of the teams in League of Ireland. And I hope that gets spread across the other teams in League of Ireland. And soon maybe we can see Class Kicks in Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga, Serie A. Football actually has got a lot of potential, and it's just a matter of being at the right place at the right time. And you said that you were 8-time lucky, and you are now on cloud mm-hmm. 9. So hopefully, it'll be great to see in terms of how Class Kicks takes off from here, and how you'll spread your wings. It'll be very interesting to watch your story, and in terms of how things gonna shape up in the next couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks a million for having me on the podcast as well. I really appreciate it, because obviously you're helping me spread the word as well. And thank you very much.